situation is that the road up to Carlin, Kiel, is in a terrible state of disrepair. It's nearly impassable as far as the care is concerned. The reason it's been like that is because Irish Water has been saying they're going to do a pipe replacement job, and rather than do a full job on a road and have it built up again on Irish Water, and they promise year after year after year they're going to do it next year. We got confirmation from them earlier this year that it was going to be done, the pipe replacement was done this year, so we've allocated a huge amount of money for that road to be tired this year. But we're getting towards the end of the year, and the council still has no direct confirmation from Irish Water when they tend to start it, but the council were informed last week of a pipe replacement job that's starting in another area. Yet they're telling us that they're contractually obliged to do Kerrykeel first before they do any other area. So that's why I raised the question at our last meeting there, and I'm waiting on a reply back on it, and demanding that if Irish Water does not intend to do the pipe replacement this job this year, that we tear the road and we put the full price of any digging up done again next year or any other year for the pipe replacement, that it goes back and build Irish Water for it.
And while you don't seem to be getting the answers that you need at local level, you are going to write to the highest authority at Irish Water.
Yes, the council said they're going to write to Irish Water as soon as possible, and that they intend to get a reply back as quickly as possible for me. Now, we have no meeting again until September as far as the local action area committee is concerned. So I've asked that within the next week or two they'll be informed exactly what they have done about it and what reply they've received from Irish Water.
And if you don't get the answer that you seek, then the road will be tarred regardless.
Well, I'm demanding that the road be tarred this year because the residents up there are waiting for year after year after year. And I don't blame them for probably thinking that I'm telling them, oh, it's going to be tired next year, and I'm the person telling them, oh, look, Irish Water's promised now, we're going to do this next year, we're going to get tired the following year. And as far as they're concerned, they probably think at this stage I'm not telling them the truth, but unfortunately that's not the case. I do hope that Irish Water comes back with a positive reply this time, and we can get both a pipe replacement, which they have had disruptions on numerous occasions every year, this last number of years as well, hopefully get that replaced and get the road tired before the end of this year.